General information. Who must have a South Dakota commercial driver's license? You must have a South Dakota commercial driver license to operate any of the following commercial motor vehicles, CMVs. A single vehicle with a gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR, of 26,001 or more pounds. A trailer with a GVWR of 10,001 or more pounds if the gross combination weight rating is 26,001 or more pounds. A vehicle designed to transport 16 or more persons, including the driver. Any size vehicle which requires hazardous materials placards or is carrying material listed as a select agent or toxin in 42 CFR Part 73. Who does not need a South Dakota commercial driver license? Operators serving in the United States military, operating commercial vehicles in pursuit of military purposes. Operators of emergency firefighting equipment necessary to the preservation of life, property, or the execution of emergency governmental functions performed under emergency conditions that aren't subject to normal traffic regulation. Operators of rental transporting equipment used as personal family use vehicles. Operators of recreation vehicles used as personal family recreational vehicles. Operators involved in farm-to-market transportation movements, at least 18 years of age holding a valid operator's license, limited to those operators of a farm vehicle. Controlled and operated by a farmer, employee or family member. Used to transport either agricultural products, farm machinery, or farm supplies to or from a farm. Not used in the operations of a common or contract motor carrier, and used within 150 miles of a person's farm. Operators of covered farm vehicles. Registered in the state with a farm license plate or farm sticker issued by the state of registration that allows law enforcement officials to identify it as a farm vehicle. Operated by the owner or operator of a farm or ranch, or an employee or family member of an owner or operator of a farm or ranch. Used to transport agricultural commodities, livestock, machinery or supplies to or from a farm or ranch. Not used in for-hire motor carrier operations. However, for-hire motor carrier operations do not include the operation of a vehicle by a tenant pursuant to a crop share farm lease agreement to transport the landlord's portion of the crops under that agreement. With a gross vehicle weight or gross vehicle weight rating, whichever is greater, of 26,001 pounds or less may utilize the exemptions anywhere in the United States, or with a gross vehicle weight or gross vehicle weight rating, whichever is greater, of more than 26,001 pounds may utilize the exemptions anywhere in the state of registration or across state lines within 150 air miles of the farm or ranch with respect to which the vehicle is being operated. Who cannot get a South Dakota commercial driver's license? Persons under the age of 18. Persons who have a license under suspension, revocation, cancellation, or disqualification. Persons who aren't a resident of South Dakota. Persons who have accumulated child support arrearages of $1,000 or more may be eligible for a 6-month temporary knowledge and specialized tests. Every driver who wants a CDL must pass the general knowledge test. A driver who does not obtain a passing score on the general knowledge test cannot be issued a commercial learner's permit or take the skills test. You must have a score of 80% or better to pass each test. The general knowledge test, taken by all applicants, consists of 50 multiple choice questions. Specialized tests measure the level of knowledge a driver is required to have and are administered based upon the type of vehicle the applicant wishes to drive and type of cargo to be transported. The air brakes test must be taken if your vehicle has air brakes, including air over hydraulic brakes. The test consists of 25 multiple choice questions. The combination vehicles test is required if you want to drive combination vehicles. The test consists of 20 multiple choice questions. The passenger transport test must be taken by all bus driver applicants. The test consists of 20 multiple choice questions. The double, triples test is required if you want to pull double or triple trailers. The test consists of 20 multiple choice questions. The tank vehicle test is required if you want to haul liquid or liquefied gases in bulk. The test consists of 20 multiple choice questions. The hazardous materials test is required if you want to haul hazardous materials or waste that is required to be placarded as defined in 49 CFR 383.5. In order to obtain this endorsement, you are also required to pass a Transportation Security Administration, TSA, background check and show proof of citizenship or permanent residency. The test consists of 30 multiple choice questions. The school bus test is required by all school bus drivers. The test consists of 20 multiple choice questions. Tests will only be given once per day. To retest, you will need to return to an exam station the next business day. What is considered a passing score? You must have a score of 80% or better to pass each test. Commercial Driver's Learner's Permit, CLP. A commercial learner's permit may be issued to an individual 18 years of age who holds a valid Class 1 or Class 2 operator's license. The CLP must be valid for no more than 180 days from the date of issuance and may be renewed for up to an additional 180 days, provided the CLP expiration date does not exceed a period of 1 year from the initial issue date of the CLP. The holder of a CLP may drive a commercial motor vehicle only if accompanied by the holder of a CDL, who is 21 years of age, has a valid license for the type of vehicle driven, and occupies a seat beside the individual or directly behind if in a passenger vehicle for the purpose of giving instruction in driving the commercial motor vehicle. A CLP holder with a passenger or school bus endorsement are prohibited from operating a commercial motor vehicle or school bus carrying passengers. A CLP holder with a tank endorsement may only operate an empty tank vehicle and is prohibited from operating any tank vehicle that previously contained hazardous materials that have not been purged of any residue. The CLP must be held for 14 days prior to starting the skills tests. After passing the required knowledge test, you can be issued a commercial learner's permit and then take the CDL skills tests. The commercial learner's permit must contain all endorsements and restrictions necessary to complete the skills test. There are three types of general skills that will be tested: pre-trip inspection, basic vehicle control, and on-road driving. You must take these tests in the type of vehicle for which you wish to be licensed. Scores for the past segments of the test are only valid during initial issuance of the CLP. If the CLP is renewed, all three segments of the skills test must be retaken. The third-party examiners must schedule all skills tests at least 48 hours in advance. Third-party testing. The state has authorized persons, employers, training facilities, departments, and other agencies to administer the skills tests. The tests given by the third-party testers are the same as those which would otherwise be given by the state. For more information on third-party testing, please contact State of South Dakota Department of Public Safety, Driver Licensing, 605-773-6883, or see a list of third-party testers on our website at http://dps.sd.gov. Skills Tests. Pre-trip vehicle inspection. Purpose: to determine whether the vehicle is safe to drive. For the test, you will complete a full pre-trip inspection. Test procedure. You will be asked to do a pre-trip vehicle inspection of your vehicle. You must point to, touch and name the item you are inspecting and explain to the examiner what you would inspect and why. The examiner will mark on a scoring form each item that you correctly inspect. This manual tells you what you need to inspect. The vehicle must be safe, and all major systems must work properly. This includes the lights, air brakes or other braking system and emergency brakes. Any major system that does not work properly must be repaired before the road test will be given. Basic vehicle control. Purpose: to evaluate your basic skills in controlling the vehicle. Test procedure. Your basic control skills could be tested using one or more of the following exercises off-road or somewhere on the street during the road test. Straight line backing. Offset back, right. Offset back, left. Parallel park, driver side. Parallel park, conventional. Alley dock. Road test. Purpose: to evaluate your ability to drive safely in a variety of situations. Test procedure. The road test is taken over a route specified by the examiner. It may include left and right turns, intersections, railway crossings, curves, up and down grades, rural or semi-rural roads, city multi-lane streets, and expressway driving. You will drive over the test route following instructions given by the examiner. The examiner will score specific tasks such as turns, merging into traffic, lane changes, and speed control at specific places along the route. The examiner will also score whether you correctly do tasks such as signaling, searching for hazards, controlling speed, and lane positioning. Document requirements. Photocopies are not acceptable. Every time you apply for a driver license, identification card and application and resident address documents are required. You may obtain an application at the exam station or on our website at https://dps.sd.gov/driver-licensing. Renewal of a driver license or ID card must have a star on the front. 1. A driver license or ID card with star on the front. 2. Two documents proving physical address in South Dakota must be less than 1 year old. 3. Non-U.S. citizens and transfers from other states must provide proof of lawful status in the U.S., such as U.S. certified birth certificate, U.S. passport, passport card, certificate of citizenship, naturalization, permanent resident card, employment authorization card, or foreign passport with a visa, I-94. 4. If your name has changed from your current driver license or ID card, you will need to provide proof of the name change, marriage certificate, divorce decree, or court order. Replacement of a South Dakota driver license or ID card had a star on the front. 1. U.S. certified birth certificate, valid U.S. passport, passport card, certificate of citizenship, naturalization, valid permanent resident card, valid employment authorization card, or foreign passport with a U.S. visa, I-94. 2. Second document proving identity, such as Social Security card, W-2 form, military ID, tribal ID, or another document approved by examiner. 3. Two documents proving physical address in South Dakota must be less than 1 year old. 4. If your name has changed, you will need to provide proof of the name change, marriage certificate, divorce decree, or court order. New South Dakota driver license or ID card includes transfer from another state. 1. One document proving your date of birth, identity and lawful status or presence. If possible, select a document that has your current full legal name to avoid documenting any name change. Valid, unexpired U.S. passport or U.S. passport card. Certified copy of a birth certificate issued by a state of the United States. It must be a certified copy and have the stamp or raised seal of the issuing authority. A hospital-issued certificate is not acceptable. A certified birth certificate issued by Puerto Rico must be certified as being issued on or after July 1, 2010. Consular report of birth abroad issued by the U.S. Department of State, Form FS-240, DS-1350 or FS-545. Certificate of naturalization, Form N-550, N-570 or N-578. Certificate of citizenship, Form N-560. N-561 or N-645. Unexpired employment authorization card, Form I-766. Record of arrival and departure, I-94, with attached photo and stamped temporary proof of lawful permanent resident. Record of arrival and departure, I-94, stamped refugee, parolee or asylee. Unexpired foreign passport accompanied by the approved I-94 documenting applicant's most recent admittance into the valid foreign passport stamped processed for I-551. Permit to re-enter the United States, I-327. Refugee travel document, I-571. Unexpired permanent resident card, Form I-551. Transfer of a federally compliant driver license or ID from another state requires the documents listed under renewal of a driver license or ID card, must have a star on the front. 2. Check your name. Is your current full legal name different from the name listed on the identity document you are providing in step 1? Were you previously issued a South Dakota driver license or ID card with a name different from that listed on the identity document in step 1? If you answered yes to one or both questions above, you must provide a document proving your name change. If not, go to number 3. To prove your name change, bring documents that connect the name on the identity document you selected to your current full legal name. Select the documents you will use. This can be more than one if needed to connect the name listed on your identity document to your current name. Certified marriage certificate. Court order under petition for name change. Court order for name change in a divorce decree or decree of annulment. Court order for name change in a decree of adoption. Any marriage certificate must be issued by the State Office of Vital Statistics or equivalent agency in the state or country of marriage. It must be a certified copy and have the stamp or raised seal of the issuing authority. A church, chapel, or similarly issued certificate is not acceptable. Any court order must contain your prior full legal name, your court-ordered full legal name, your date of birth, and be stamped with the official court seal. Date stamps and file stamps are not the official court seals. Photocopies and faxes are not acceptable. 3. Provide proof of your Social Security number, SSN. Select one document from the list below that contains your current name and full SSN. Social Security card. W-2 form. Social Security Administration 1099 form. Non-Social Security Administration 1099 form. Pay stub. I am a temporary foreign national not authorized for employment. You do not have to document an SSN, but South Dakota will verify your USCIS number. Make sure you are not authorized for employment. If you are eligible for employment but do not have an SSN, you are required to obtain and present one. Note that we are prohibited from accepting any other documents to prove SSN. 4. Two documents proving physical address in South Dakota, less than 1 year old. A parent's proof of address is acceptable for a minor child. The parent's name who is accompanying the minor must be on the address documents. Utility bill. Pay stub or earnings statement. Rent receipt. Phone bill. Transcript or report card from accredited school. Bank statement. Mortgage document. Tax document. Homeowners, rents insurance policy. Other items with your address can be reviewed by the examiner. People who travel full-time. If you are using a South Dakota mail forwarding address, a residency affidavit must be completed. You will also need to provide a receipt from a South Dakota hotel, motel, campground, or RV park to prove one night of stay within the last year, as well as one document, no more than 1 year old, proving your personal mailbox, PMB, service address, receipt from the PMB business, or a piece of mail with your PMB address on it. If you have friends or family in South Dakota and plan to use their address, you can complete and follow the instructions on the consent for use of address form. You can find these forms at the following link, https://dps.sd.gov/resource-library. Note that if you maintain a residence in another state, you do not qualify as a full-time traveler. Veterans. Veterans who have been honorably discharged from the military have the option of adding the word veteran to the front of their South Dakota driver license or ID. In addition to the documents listed previously, they will need to present one of the following. DD-214 form, which shows honorable discharge status from active duty. Present a certificate signed by a county or tribal veterans service officer verifying honorable status. DD Form 2, retired. DD Form 2A, reserve retired. NGB Form 22. If you are unable to obtain any of the required documents, please contact our office at dpslicensinginfo@state.sd.us or at 605-773-6883 to see if exceptions are available. South Dakota Driver's License Classification System. Class 1 equals car, truck. Class 2 equals car, truck, motorcycle. Class 3 equals motorcycle. Class A equals commercial combination vehicle 26,001 pounds or more. Class B equals heavy straight vehicle 26,001 pounds or more. Class C equals commercial vehicle under 26,001 pounds. Class A3 equals commercial combination vehicle 26,001 pounds or more and motorcycle. Class B3 equals heavy straight vehicle 26,001 pounds or more and motorcycle. Class C3 equals commercial vehicle under 26,001 pounds and motorcycle. South Dakota endorsements. T. Double, triple trailers. Many drivers who are qualified to drive class A vehicles may wish to pull double or triple trailers. Research shows that considerable additional knowledge and skill is necessary to safely pull double and triple trailers in various traffic conditions and driving environments. Consequently, adding the endorsement to the licenses of Class A drivers is necessary if they wish to pull double or triple trailers. A special knowledge examination on the problems associated with pulling multiple trailers must be passed. P. Passengers. Drivers who wish to drive a vehicle having a design capacity to carry 16 or more people, including the driver, must add a passenger endorsement to their CDL. They must pass a special knowledge examination on safety considerations when transporting passengers and must pass a skills test in a passenger vehicle. The endorsement applies to applicants who wish to drive a bus in any class, A, B, or C. N. Tank vehicles. Drivers of vehicles that are used to haul liquids or gaseous materials in permanent tanks having a rating capacity of 450 liters, 119 gallons, or in portable tanks having a rating capacity of 1,000 gallons or more must have specialized knowledge and skills to drive safely. The current regulation, CFR Part 383.5 Tank Vehicle, does not specify the rating capacity of permanent tanks. Therefore, FMCSA has defined a permanent tank using a hazardous materials requirement, CFR Part 171.8, that specifies permanent tanks as having a rating capacity of 450 liters, 119 gallons. Applies to Class A, B, and C vehicles. Liquids in bulk cause driving control problems because the cargo is heavy, prone to shifting, and has a high center of gravity. These drivers must add an endorsement to their license showing they have passed a special knowledge examination on the problems posed by large volume liquid cargoes. H. Hazardous materials. Any driver, regardless of the class of their vehicle, A, B, or C, who wishes to haul hazardous materials or waste in amounts requiring placards must add a hazardous materials endorsement to their CDL. Applicants must pass a special written examination on how to recognize, handle, and transport hazardous materials. Before the endorsement can be added to the license, the driver must also pass a Federal Transportation Security Administration, TSA, background check, which includes an application, fingerprinting, and fee. X. Combination tank and hazardous. Drivers who haul hazardous materials or hazardous waste in a tank vehicle must add an X endorsement to their CDL, showing that they have passed the special knowledge examinations for both tank vehicles and hazardous materials. S. School bus. Drivers who wish to drive a school bus must add a school bus endorsement to their CDL. They must pass a special knowledge examination on safety considerations when transporting passengers in a school bus and must pass a skills test in a school bus. The endorsement applies to applicants who wish to drive a school bus in any class, A, B, or C. If applying for hazardous materials endorsement duplicate or renewal, you must provide a valid U.S. passport, U.S. birth certificate, or permanent resident card. SD license restrictions. Commercial learner's permit restrictions. P. No passengers in CMV. X. No cargo in a tank CMV. Commercial driver license restrictions. E. No manual transmission. K. Intrastate only. L. No air brakes. M. No class A passenger vehicle. N. No class A or B passenger vehicle. O. No tractor trailer CMV. V. Medical variants. W. Seasonal CDL. Z. No full air brakes, air over hydraulic brakes. Driver license restrictions. B. Corrective lenses. R. Restricted permit, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. G. No night driving. F. Left outside rearview mirror. I. No driving outside of town. Automatic transmission, non-commercial. Y. 50-mile radius of residence. C. Special equipped vehicle. License transfer. When applying to transfer a CDL from one state of domicile to a new state of domicile, an applicant shall apply for a CDL from the new state of domicile within 30 days. Commercial learner permits do not transfer. The applicant shall meet document requirements. Complete application and provide updated information. Surrender the CDL from the old state of domicile. Must do all knowledge testing if applying for a CLP. If an applicant wishes to transfer a hazardous materials endorsement, the applicant must have completed a TSA security threat assessment. Successfully complete the hazardous materials endorsement knowledge test. Provide proof of citizenship or permanent residency. License renewal. When applying for renewal of a CLP, CDL, all applicants shall meet document requirements. Complete a new application and provide updated information. If an applicant wishes to renew a hazardous materials endorsement, the applicant must have completed a TSA security threat assessment. B. Successfully complete the hazardous materials endorsement knowledge test. C. Provide a federally compliant driver's license or proof of citizenship, permanent residency. License upgrade. When applying to operate a commercial motor vehicle in a different group or endorsement from the group or endorsement in which the applicant already has a CDL, all persons shall provide the necessary certifications. Pass all tests specified for the new vehicle group and/or endorsements. Seasonal Farm Services CDL. Drivers who are seasonal employees of a farm-related service industry, such as custom harvesters, farm retail outlet suppliers, agri-chemical businesses, and livestock feeders, may be eligible for a seasonal, restricted commercial license. The applicant for the seasonal CDL must be 18 years old and has no serious or major traffic violations, suspensions, revocations, or disqualifications or cancellations for the two most recent years. They must have held a valid operator license for 1 year. This doesn't include instruction permits or restricted licenses. Upon meeting these requirements, all knowledge and skill testing will be waived. A seasonal CDL allows the operator to operate only Class B or C commercial vehicle within 150 air miles from the place of business or the farm currently being served, and the operator may not drive vehicles carrying any placarded quantities of hazardous materials, except for the following. 1. Diesel fuel in quantities of 1,000 gallons or less. 2. Liquid fertilizers, such as plant nutrients, in vehicles or implements of husbandry with total capacities of 3,000 gallons or less. 3. Solid fertilizers, such as solid plant nutrients, that aren't transported with any organic substance. A seasonal CDL is valid for one 180-day period or two 90-day periods each calendar year. License expiration. A CDL expires on the licensee's birthday in the fifth year following the issuance of the license. Each license is renewable 180 days prior to its expiration, unless the applicant is turning 21. In which case their license expires 30 days after their 21st birthday and they must wait until their birthday to renew their license. Non-citizens will be issued a non-domiciled CDL for the duration of their legal stay in the U.S., not to exceed 5 years or, if turning 21, 30 days after their 21st birthday. There is a 1-year grace period for an expired non-domiciled CDL. The license is not valid to drive on after the expiration date, but if they apply for a renewal within 1 year of the expiration date, written or skills testing is not required. Reciprocity. The holder of a valid CDL, which is not suspended, revoked, canceled, or disqualified, may operate a commercial motor vehicle in any state, Canada, or Mexico. Fees. The fee for a commercial learner's permit is $33. The fee for a commercial driver license is $33. There is also a $15 fee for each endorsement test. A third-party tester may charge $90 plus tax for each attempt to successfully complete the commercial skills test. Fees are subject to change. Reinstatement fee. A person whose license has been revoked, suspended, or disqualified is required by law to pay a license reinstatement fee of $50 to $200 plus application fees when they are eligible to apply for a new license. Tests may be required following a revocation, suspension, or disqualification. For any other driver license information, call 1-605-773-6883 or check our website at http://dps.sd.gov. CDL disqualifications. Serious traffic violations. While operating a commercial motor vehicle, SDCL 32-12A-1, 31. Speeding 15 miles per hour or more over limit. Eluding a police officer. Aggravated eluding of a police officer. Reckless driving. Careless driving. Improper or erratic lane change. Following too close. Failure to stop. Failure to yield right of way. Failure to stop for a school bus. Failure to stop at signal of law enforcement. Improper passing. Driving a CMV without obtaining a CDL, without having the CDL in possession, or without the proper class or endorsement. A violation of any state or local traffic law resulting in a fatal accident. Using a handheld mobile device. Texting while operating a CMV. Convicted of two serious traffic violations within a three-year period. Or two serious violations in a three-year period in a noncommercial vehicle if any conviction results in the suspension, revocation, or cancellation of a CLP, CDL SDCL 32-12A-41, equals 60-day disqualification. Convicted of three serious traffic violations within a three-year period equals 120-day disqualification. Disqualification period will be in addition to any existing disqualifications. Falsify information on application or certification equals 1 year disqualification for conviction of SDCL 32-12A-33, 60-day disqualification without conviction 32-12A-18. If any of the above violations occurred while transporting hazardous material required to be placarded or while operating a motor vehicle designed to transport more than 15 passengers, the person is disqualified for a period of 3 years. Violation of an out-of-service order, SDCL 32-12A-52-54. Convicted of first violation of an out-of-service order equals 90-day disqualification 32-12A-52. Convicted of two violations of out-of-service orders in a 10-year period equals 1 year disqualification. Convicted of three violations of out-of-service orders in a 10-year period equals 3 year disqualification. If any of the above violations occurred while transporting hazardous material required to be placarded or while operating a motor vehicle designed to transport more than 15 passengers, the person is disqualified for a period of 3 years. Disqualification for grade crossing violations, SDCL 32-12A-5961. Convictions for railroad crossing violations committed while driving a commercial motor vehicle result in a commercial driver license disqualification. First conviction equals 60-day disqualification. Second conviction within a 3-year period equals 120-day disqualification. Third or subsequent conviction within a 3-year period equals 1 year disqualification. Major traffic violations, SDCL 32-12A-36. Any person is disqualified from driving a commercial motor vehicle, CMV, for a period of no less than 1 year if convicted or there is a final administrative decision for a first violation of administrative per se. Driving a CMV while privileges are withdrawn, suspended, revoked, cancelled, or disqualified. Driving a CMV with 0.04 to 0.079 BAC. DUI 0.08 or above, while driving a commercial or non-commercial motor vehicle. Driving a commercial or non-commercial motor vehicle in the commission of a felony, non-traffic. Refusal of the chemical test in a commercial or non-commercial motor vehicle. causing a fatality through the negligent operation of a CMV. Failure to stop at an accident scene in a commercial or non-commercial motor vehicle. Hit and run conviction in a commercial or non-commercial motor vehicle. Manslaughter conviction in a commercial motor vehicle. Vehicular homicide conviction. If any of the above violations occurred while transporting hazardous material required to be placarded or while operating a motor vehicle designed to transport 15 or more passengers, the person is disqualified for a period of 3 years. Lifetime disqualification may be reduced to 10 years, SDCL 32 to 12A 37. If convicted of two or more of any of the convictions listed under major traffic violations, it will result in a lifetime disqualification. After 10 years, the driver may apply to the driver licensing program for reinstatement. Permanent lifetime disqualification. Additional major offense, listed under major traffic violations, after reinstatement of a 10-year disqualification, SDCL 32 to 12A 39. Commission of any felony in commercial or non-commercial motor vehicle involving the manufacture, distribution, or dispensing of a controlled substance, SDCL 32 to 12A 38. Human trafficking, SDCL 22491-4. Imminent hazardous disqualification. Upon notification from the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration that a driver is an imminent hazard, FMCSR 383.52, the driver's CDL will be disqualified. Implied consent to alcohol testing. If you drive a CMV on public road in the state of South Dakota, you have automatically given your consent to a test of your blood, breath, or urine to determine alcohol and/or drug concentration. If you refuse to submit to a chemical test, you will be disqualified from operating a commercial motor vehicle for a period of 1 year. Refusal of the chemical test. In addition to your driver's license being disqualified for refusing a chemical test while driving a commercial or non-commercial motor vehicle, if you refuse to submit to the requested chemical analysis, you will be immediately placed out of service for a period of 24 hours and will be disqualified from operating a commercial motor vehicle for a period of no less than 1 year under SDCL 32-12A 43 and 32-12A-46. Also, if your chemical analysis discloses that you have been operating a commercial motor vehicle with an alcohol concentration of 0.04% or more by weight of alcohol in your blood in violation of SDCL 32 to 12A44, your commercial driver license will be disqualified for a period of not less than 1 year. Vehicle registration and titles. All motor vehicles, motorcycles, and trailers owned by South Dakota residents and operated on public highways must be registered with the county treasurer of the applicant's residence. You have 90 days to register a vehicle brought in from another state. Registration renewals are determined on a staggered registration renewal system based on the first letter in your last name. January. A. B. February. C. D. E. March. F. G. J. May. H. I. O. June. K. L. July. M. N. August. P. Q. R. September. S. November. T. U. V. W. X. Y. Z. A certificate of title is required to sell or transfer any vehicle. The title should be kept in a safe place, not in the vehicle. The registration certificate must always be carried in the vehicle. For further information on vehicle registration and titles, contact the South Dakota Department of Revenue, Division of Motor Vehicles, at 605-773-3541 or https://door.sd.gov/. Financial responsibility. Any operator who has had their driver license revoked or suspended following a judgment, resulting from an uninsured auto accident, a conviction for no insurance, vehicular homicide, DUI, or two convictions of reckless driving, within a 1 year period, must establish proof of financial responsibility for the future before they may drive or re-register any vehicle in this state. Most motorists provide proof of financial responsibility for the future by having their auto insurance company file an State Route 22 form with the driver licensing program. The state Route 22 forms must be received at the central administrative office. The driver exam stations are unable to accept state Route 22 forms. The forms must come directly from the insurance company. Security threat assessment procedures for hazardous materials endorsement applicants. New endorsement. Federal regulations require anyone applying for a new hazardous materials endorsement to submit fingerprints and obtain a security clearance from the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, prior to the issuance of the commercial driver license containing a hazardous materials endorsement. To begin this process, applicants need to make application and complete the written hazardous materials test at a South Dakota driver exam station. The next step is to complete the application for a security threat assessment background check and pay the background check fee by either logging onto https://universalenroll.dhs.gov or by calling 1-855-347-8371. The website or call center can advise the applicant of the nearest location for fingerprinting. At the fingerprinting site, applicants will need to provide the staff with photo identification. When the background check is completed, the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, will notify both the applicant and the state driver licensing authorities. At that time, the applicant may return to their local driver exam station to be issued a license with the endorsement. Renewal or transfer of endorsement. Applicants applying for renewal or transfer of a commercial driver license containing a hazardous materials endorsement are required to obtain a security clearance from TSA. For renewals or transfers, you may start the background check process by applying online and paying the background check fee at https://universalenroll.dhs.gov or through the call center at 1-855-347-8371. All applicants. Anyone applying for a commercial driver license with a hazardous materials endorsement must provide proof of citizenship or immigration status. The proof of citizenship or permanent residency must be presented to the driver license examiner when you make a new application for a hazardous materials endorsement, transfer or renew your driver license with a hazardous materials endorsement, apply for a duplicate commercial driver license with a hazardous materials endorsement or reinstate a driver license with a hazardous materials endorsement. In order to comply with these requirements, the state of South Dakota requires one of the documents listed below when you make application at a South Dakota driver exam station for a commercial driver license with a hazardous materials endorsement. This document is required in addition to any other documents that are required for proof of identity. U.S. citizen. Valid U.S. passport. Certificate of birth that bears an official seal and was issued by a county, state, municipal authority, or outlying possession of the United States. Certificate of birth abroad issued by the United States Department of State, Form FS-545 or DS-1350, Certificate of Naturalization, Form N-550 or N-570, or Certificate of United States Citizenship, Form N-560 or N-561. Immigration status documentation. Permanent resident card, alien registration receipt card, Form I-551, temporary I-551 stamp in foreign passport, temporary I-551 stamp in Form I-94, arrival, departure record with photograph of the bearer. Reentry permit Form I-327. All applicants are required to provide their social security number. If you have a hazardous materials endorsement and you do not meet the hazardous materials qualification requirements, you must surrender your commercial driver license to a driver exam station immediately. When you surrender your commercial driver license, you may be issued a commercial driver license without a hazardous materials endorsement if you are otherwise qualified. Medical certification requirements. You will be required to self-certify to a single type of commercial operation on your driver license application. For example, you will be required to declare whether or not you need a CDL medical certificate. Every time you apply for a CDL, renew a CDL, apply for a different class of CDL, apply for a new endorsement on a CDL, transfer a CDL from another state, or if your medical status changes. Based on that self-certification, you may need to provide the South Dakota Driver Licensing Program with a current medical examiner's certificate and show any variance you may have to obtain or keep your CDL. You will certify on the driver license application as to which of the following types of commerce you operate in. Non-accepted interstate. You are an interstate driver and subject to 49 CFR Part 391. This includes school bus drivers that cross state lines commercially. Medical certificate required. Accepted interstate. You are an interstate driver, but operating exclusively in transportation or operations accepted under 49 CFR 390.3, F, 391.2, 391.68, or 398.3. For example, beekeepers, custom harvesters, federal government employees, farmers in straight trucks, etc. Accepted intrastate. You are an intrastate driver but operating exclusively in transportation or operations accepted form all or part of the state driver qualification requirements. Non-accepted intrastate. You are an intrastate driver and subject to state driver qualification requirements. School bus drivers who operate exclusively in South Dakota. Medical certificate required. If you are subject to the CDL medical certificate requirements, you must provide a copy of each new medical certificate to the South Dakota Driver Licensing Program prior to the expiration of your current medical certificate. Copies of the medical certificate may be sent to South Dakota Driver Licensing Program in the following manner. 1. Mail to Driver Licensing Program, 118 West Capitol Avenue, Pierre SD, 57501. 2. Fax to 605-773-3018. 3. Email to dpsdlmedcert@state.sd.us. 4. Hand deliver to South Dakota Driver Exam Station. If you are no longer subject to the physical medical requirements of 49 CFR, Part 391, you must apply for a renewal at a South Dakota exam station and complete a medical self-certification statement in lieu of sending in a medical certificate. This form is available online at https://dps.sd.gov/licensing/driver_licensing/commercial_info.aspx. Any medical certificate issued after January 30, 2015, will only be valid for the first 15 days after it was issued. Within the first 15 days after the medical certificate was issued, you must provide a copy of the medical certificate to the South Dakota Driver License Program and your employer. It will be recorded on your driving record and become the valid version of your medical certification. Before your medical certificate and/or variance expires, you must provide the South Dakota Driver Licensing Program with a new medical examiner's certificate. You are also responsible for applying to the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration for a renewal of any variance you may require. If you have any questions about the CDL medical certificate requirements, please refer to this manual or South Dakota Codified Law 32-12A, Title 49, Code of Federal Regulations, CFR, Part 391, or call the South Dakota Driver Licensing Program at 605-773-6883. Public Notice of Title VI Program Rights. The State of South Dakota, Department of Public Safety, Driver Licensing Program gives public notice of its policy to uphold and assure full compliance with Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, the Civil Rights Restoration Act of 1987, and all related statutes. Title VI and related statutes prohibiting discrimination in federally assisted programs require that no person in the United States of America shall, on the grounds of race, color, or national origin, sex, age, or disability, be excluded from the participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be otherwise subjected to discrimination under any program or activity receiving federal financial assistance. Any person who desires more information regarding the state of South Dakota, Department of Public Safety, Driver Licensing Program Title VI Program can contact its Title VI coordinator at the address noted below. Any person who believes they have been aggrieved by an unlawful discretionary practice regarding the state of South Dakota, Department of Public Safety, Driver Licensing Program has the right to file a formal complaint. Any such complaint must be in writing and submitted within 180 days following the date of the alleged occurrence to State of South Dakota, Department of Public Safety, Driver Licensing Program, Title VI Coordinator, 118 West Capitol Avenue, Pierre, SD 57501, 605-773, 6883. DPS licensing info at state.sd.us. Complaint process. A written complaint must include the name, address, telephone number and email address, if applicable, of the complainant. The subject line must include title VI complaint. If you are sending the complaint on behalf of another party, you must include the name and relationship to the person you are filing the complaint on behalf of. Please confirm you have obtained the permission of the aggrieved party if you are filing on someone else's behalf. What basis the discrimination was committed under: race, color, sex, age, national origin, or disability. An explanation of why you believe you were discriminated against in a description of all people who were involved, as well as the names and contact information for any witnesses. If you have previously filed a Title VI complaint with this agency or are submitting this complaint to any other agency. If you have filed this complaint with another agency or the court, include the name of the agency or court and the address. If you are represented by an attorney, include the name, address and phone number of the attorney. Sign and date the complaint. The complaint must be filed within 180 days of the alleged occurrence, and the Title VI coordinator or their designee has 60 days to investigate and prepare preliminary findings.